The grand jury wanted to indict them under the statute that we've talked about. Alex Hunter, and I advised Alex Hunter, Mike Kane advised him, Bruce Levin, who's gone on and died, had cancer. You know, we sat there. We were brought in to run this grand jury. We were brought in to advise them. And, you know, it was in that area between proof beyond a reasonable doubt and probable cause. And, you know, I was brought up, and I know you were, under, you know, if you don't have a reasonable likelihood of conviction beyond a reasonable doubt, you don't bring the charges. And, you know, that's where Alex had to make a decision. He was stuck there. And even grand jurors who've been interviewed said, I don't believe you could have proved it to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt. We just understood our role. We understood probable cause, and that's what we found. But there's a big difference there, and you're absolutely right. There was one of the advisors on it, all these elected DAs, that said, well, you know, you've got all these arrows pointing one way, and there's this arrow pointing the other way. I would go ahead and indict him. And I looked at him and said, you know, you're calling DNA an arrow? I mean, this is a javelin through the heart of anybody that tries to prosecute this case at this stage. It ends it. And I, for one, was brought up under Norm Earley and Bill Ritter, and I don't bring charges or prosecute cases that I don't believe there's a reasonable likelihood of conviction, and there's not one here. And that was the end of my discussion on it. And, you know, I think Alex made the right decision based on the state of the evidence at the time.